Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blissful Living. This is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, and I have a phenomenal show for you today. Basically, what I have for you today is a superwoman show. So if you're a woman sitting out there listening to the show right now, you probably want to grab a piece of paper or something to write with, sit back in your favorite chair, grab your beverage that you want to indulge in while you listen to this show, because it really is going to be about superwomen living the superwoman lifestyle. And today's guest is Vicki Irvin. And let me tell you about Vicki. And then I'm going to go into thanking our sponsors for today's show. But I want to pique and entice your curiosity. So let me tell you about Miss Vicki. She's absolutely gorgeous and just a very, very brilliant woman. After leaving her job and building her first company into a $1 million business in 12 months, Vicki learned very quickly entrepreneurship was the way to go. And Vicki's mentor has mentored business owners and entrepreneurs on how to have it all in business, beauty, and balance while living a superwoman lifestyle through her live events, coaching programs, and courses. Now, she's mentored over 2,000 people and celebrities on how to increase their own wealth, boost their profits, and employ marketing strategies that have few people have been exposed to, which is really interesting, and we're going to get her to talk about a little bit of that today. Her successful coaching practice was built on her keen sense of marketing that keeps her events selling out in any type of economy. Wouldn't you like to have someone engage with you that has survived all the economy's ups and downs and still has not only one, but maybe multiple multi-million-dollar businesses? Now, let me share you some credibility about Vicki and where she comes from and who she's been privy to, been exposed to on. Vicki has been featured in Millionaire Blueprint Magazine, Essence Magazine, CNN's HLN Prime News, USA Today, Lifetime TV, Bloomberg Radio, Essence.com, Investors Business Daily. She is the author of The Superwoman Lifestyle Blueprint, The Secret Diary of a Superwoman, and her latest release, The Superwoman Lifestyle Brand Building Blueprint, all of these which you can get on Amazon. And we will also tell you a little bit more later about how you can get really connected and upfront and close with Miss Vicki. Now, also to give you some information behind the scenes with regards to Miss Vicki, she has been a host and correspondent for red carpet events and has covered BET's Honors, BET, Bobby Jones Gospels, and Bally's Las Vegas. And so that is the guest that we have on today's show. But before I get started with conversating with Miss Vicki, let me tell you, I want to thank today's sponsors, the Health, Healing, and Wellness Company. At the Health, Healing, and Wellness Company, they believe that a balanced mind, body, and spirit is the key to optimal health and well-being, and they know that a holistic and natural path to well-being is the best path because it encompasses the well-being of the whole being instead of individual parts of the person. If you're someone that's suffering from sleep challenges, fatigue, energy challenges, foggy brain syndrome, maybe you have some medical conditions that you need some additional help with and you want to take a natural path, high blood pressure, diabetes, weight management. Maybe you just want to recapture that vitality that you had when you were in your 20s and you're now in your 40s. I highly suggest that you check out the Health, Healing, and Wellness Company at healthhealingwellness.com. And the next sponsor is a telecommunications installation company that specializes in keeping you connected so that you have the right connections at all times. They specialize in voice, data, fiber optic, and wireless installations for small to mid to large companies, and have been doing that for over 26 years very successfully and have survived the ups and downs of businesses for the last 26 years, and their customers have been with them, some of them for the last 26 years as well. So it's a good company. If you're having challenges with the backbone of how you telecommunicate, how you communicate in your business today, then I highly suggest that you check out All Day Cable Inc. at alldaycableinc.com. And lastly, I want to give you a recommendation on a book. It's by Courtney Amundsen, and it is Teachings from God, Greeting Your Soul, and Revealing the Divine Within You. She wrote this book when she was a teenager, and she's probably just barely maybe 20 or 21. Really some divine insights on how you can connect and listen to the divine wisdom that is bestowed upon each and every one of us each and every day that sometimes we ignore, or oftentimes we ignore because we don't give it credence that it should. So go to the website, check out Teachings from God. You can click on the link there. It'll take you directly to where you can purchase the book, or you can go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble and find Teachings from God by Courtney Amundsen. And so, without any further ado, I gave you this fabulous introduction with regards to the phenomenal, sensational, beautiful, and highly intelligent and talented Vicki Ervin. Vicki, welcome to Blissful Living.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It's so good to have you on the show because you actually are living the life and doing the things that many of the listeners out there probably dream about doing or think about doing but don't think it's possible for them. You know how we always discount things that we want to do because, well, sometimes we don't have role models in our realm to show us that it is possible. Sometimes we feed into the self-negative talk, and we talk ourselves out of the possibilities. But you have done some amazing things. And so I just want to start with, because I know you, I know how beautiful you are and how your energy and your essence shines to all that you meet and connect with. So it doesn't surprise me that you have all this stuff behind you and all this credibility and credence. But I want to know how you came up with the Superwoman thing to begin with.
Oh, first of all, thank you for the compliments. I really appreciate that. But, you know, strange story. My first entrepreneurial endeavor was actually in real estate investing. And so, you know, about 10 years ago, actually, this is my 10th year as a full-time entrepreneur. And 10 years ago, I remember meeting my husband's mentor and going to one of their mastermind meetings and being surrounded by very successful people from all different industries and niches, and they were making millions doing whatever they did. It was a vast array of things that people were doing, but they were all focusing on marketing and making money, and I was like, how can I be down with all of this? Because I was still working in human resources. And so I talked to my husband's mentor, and he told me to get involved in real estate investing, and I did. And I began teaching other people as well. And that's the company, my first company that became a million-dollar company. And what happened is I was speaking to crowds of anywhere from 500 to 1,000 people, like, every week. I was going out doing seminars. And so a lot of women would come up to me afterwards and be like, well, how are you doing this? I know you have a husband and you have a young son, and I have a business I would love to really crank up. And I kept hearing this word, superwoman. You must be some kind of superwoman. You must be kind of superwoman. I was like, maybe there's something to this superwoman thing, because I believe sometimes the things that other people say about us is a clue that we can probably use that in business. And so I always encourage my clients to listen to the words that you hear over and over again from other people about you.
Right.
So I wanted to shift my focus after doing real estate for a couple of years. I wanted to shift my focus and start to help some of those women because I knew that the success of my real estate program was based on the marketing that I put behind it. And you can take those same principles and apply it to any business. And so I created this whole movement called the Superwoman Lifestyle Movement because I personally view all women as superwomen. When we think about all the things that we do day to day, we kind of take it as a given. But if you ever really sit down and think about everything you're doing, it's like, what in the world are we doing every day?
Right.
It's a lot, right? It's a whole lot. And so I dedicated the whole movement to living a superwoman lifestyle, and I know that that goes against a lot of other people's positions. You hear high-ranking women in all types of high-level jobs always say, oh, give up the superwoman syndrome. You'll kill yourself. You can never have it all. And I came from a slightly different angle because I do believe that women can have it all as long as they identify what all is to them. I think sometimes we get caught up comparing ourselves to other people. And so we try to achieve what other people have or what looks cool to us from the outside. And so I tell women, design your own superwoman lifestyle, and none of our superwoman lifestyles are going to look the same. But if you're happy at the end of the day with whatever criteria it is that makes you happy, you are living your superwoman lifestyle, and don't compare it to anyone else. And so that's kind of how I came up with the movement, and there's three pillars to it, business, beauty, and balance, because I didn't want to be just a coach who talked about marketing and business, because as women, before we can even get to our business, we have to talk about, you know, how we feel about ourselves on the inside
right.
and out, you know, our emotional stress, how we feel physically about ourselves when we look in the mirror, how we feel we look in our clothes. I mean, everyone says looks don't matter, and that's the biggest crocker, you know, what I've ever heard, because looks do matter. You know, we don't feel good when we're out in the grocery store and we're trying to creep out with a baseball hat, and that's when you see everybody like, hi, Rochelle!
You're in your sweats, your hair ain't done, you got a cap.
Exactly. And so, yeah, so we care about how we look, and there's nothing wrong with that. And so I wanted to talk about that as well as do business and as well as talk about balancing all of the things that we have going on in life, because before you can even think about having a successful business, if you're not okay from the inside out, your emotional health and your physical health, it's going to be very, very hard to be successful in business. So that's kind of how I came up with the whole movement.
I love it. I do have an SW on my chest and on my back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because you say that, but I remember when I first started my first business 26 years ago, I was like, you know, a young 20-something, and, you know, I was the type of girl that you don't tell me, no, I can't do something, because I'm just going to show you that I can do it. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to say it, but the proof is going to be in the pudding when I show you.
Yes.
And so, you know, I was young, and I was doing multiple things, and I had, you know, my children were small, but somehow I just got it done, and I took the business, like you, you know, to multi-million dollar company. And, you know, when I look back, it's like, how did I do that? You know, I was going to school, I was working, I was running a business, and I had two small children, and I was married. And I, you know, people used to say, well, you know, they would ask me, and this is so funny how you said, like, you take your clients and you say, what do people say, or what do you hear all the time, and how people describe
for
you. Was Superwoman. For me, it was, you know, I always said, oh, I feel fabulous. Even if I would say I would feel fabulous, because people don't really care about what, you know, like if I say, oh, I don't feel good, they're like, oh, okay, sorry, you know, I'm sorry to have a good day, move on. But when you say, oh, I feel fabulous, they're like, well, why do you feel fabulous? The economy's down, business is dead, blah, blah, blah. You know, but I would always say I feel fabulous because really I did. And so that's how the Queen of Feeling Fabulous came about, because I always said that. That's what people heard. And so I use that title, and that's what I help people to do. But the whole Superwoman lifestyle thing is, I like how you say, because, you know, people do say, it doesn't matter how you look, and I'm here to say it does matter how you look. When you're going into a corporation, you can't go in there looking like Aunt Mammy, you know. You got to go in there looking your best, because you're judged by how you look.
You know,
15 seconds, and then they decide if they want to engage with you or not. So because you embrace that brand and that title, it's a wonderful thing, because when I see you, that's what I see. And that's, you know, you got your cape on, even though if you wearing your cute little blue dress with your heels, the cape is still underneath.
I got to keep that cape on.
Okay. So you have this real estate investment company that, and I laugh because I know the story behind, you know, what you were doing and in regards to that being on the radio and all of that, and your boss here. But, you know, you have this company that you started. What made you give that up to transition into another company ran by a superwoman such as yourself?
Yeah, you know, the real estate was fun, and I was reaching a lot of people and changing a lot of lives. I mean, people who never thought real estate investing was possible for them. You know, I'm increasing net worth, someone who couldn't send their kids to the school they wanted to send them to. Public schools were, in my particular area, aren't so great. And so, you know, there's a lot of moms who wish they could send their kids to private school. And I would get messages saying, now that I'm investing in real estate, I can finally afford to, you know, send my child to the private schools. Just little things like that. So I was making an impact. However, with my personality and my personality type, and I have a feeling you probably are the same way, I get bored quickly.
Okay.
Just plain and simple. I'm like, dum-de-dum-de-dum, what can I do next? And so,
conquer that next.
Yeah. So between the women asking me, you know, can I help them, and me already feeling like I've kind of been here, done that with the real estate, you know, it gets very routine teaching a process over and over and over and over again. I was like, hey, it was less a sign to me that it was time for me to transition and do something on a bigger level, because the real estate program was limited to my local area. People from the local area would come out and learn how to invest in real estate in our local market here, where I live in the D.C. area. But my coaching and working with women all over the world, you know, that became more, you know, I was able to reach more people and work with a vast array of women from different states, all over the United States, some out of the country. And so it just expanded my horizons. And what I was really passionate about, Rochelle, is when I came up learning how to be a successful entrepreneur, I came up hanging out and learning from, like, some of the top marketing and internet marketing guys in the world that everyone learns from, right? And I'm in the masterminds with them, and they have a very different mentality and way of running their businesses. They're all about self-promotion. They're all about marketing. They understand that they need to know how to find clients and convert prospects into clients. They focus on all the stuff that generates income in the business. And that's what I learned how to do first and foremost. But as I started working with women entrepreneurs, I realized that so many women had great business ideas and great businesses and were very talented. However, they didn't know anything about marketing. They were like, I'm going to get an LLC, and I'm going to get a website, and I'm going to sit there, and my phone is going to ring, and I'm going to have so much business. I was like, no, it's not. And so I find that women have a real problem with selling, with promoting themselves and their products and services, and they feel like they have to apologize for making money. And so I wanted to take that hardcore learning that's kind of where it's at, that I was fortunate enough to have by coming up learning from these guys, and kind of shake women and say, listen, you know, this skill and this expertise that you have, you're never going to get where you could go with it because you have an issue with marketing and you're afraid to even talk about it and you want to shy away from all the things that actually generate the income in your business, and all you want to talk about is how good you are at what you do. But that's not enough, because the bottom line is, you know, you could be the best at what you do and the person down the street could, you know, be awful at it. But if they know how to market and you don't, guess who's going to get all the money? They are. Right. You know, they have an inferior product.
Right.
So, you know, seeing that this was a very common mentality for women in business, it really made me excited to come and share, no, we have to change your focus and show you how to make money and get away from all this, you know, this other stuff that you like to concentrate on so you can finally realize the business of your dreams. And so that's what really motivated me to want to work with women, to bring more of them into the fold and make them become real marketers for their business.
I love it, and I like that the fact that you're not shy about saying you work with women. So many people get shy about, you know, the particulars of who they work with, whether, you know, they're focused on men. They want to kind of encompass, like, well, I focus on people that want to do blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay, that's great, but, you know, if I'm a man at your event and you're really addressing issues that are more what I feel is more feminine or more female, you're going to lose me, and vice versa. So I like how you just say, you know, I'm working with women because women need to step into their beauty and their glamour, and they need to not be shy about promoting themselves. I, for one, am saying that I was that type of person, and to a certain extent, I still am, because it was, for me, it was like, when I grew up with a bunch of boys, so it was, I made myself stand out by being as good or better than the boys, but I didn't boast about it, right? You know, I was like, I'm just gonna kick your butt, and we gonna see. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so. For me, it was like guys, because I grew up around guys. Guys don't really they don't promote themselves like that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so my mentality was like, it's not a good thing to promote myself. It's not a good thing for me. Here I am, you know, this health and wellness expert, but it's not a good thing for me to talk about how good my body looks or how good I feel or why people think I'm in my 30s and I'm in my fifth decade of life, because that's being boastful and that turns people off. But that's what I do. And when people see me connect, that's what sells. I could talk all day long on the phone to them and not sell a darn thing, but when they see me and connect with my marketing brand, which is me, that's what sells. And so I love that you're like, you know, now is not the time to be shy about marketing yourself. When you step into it and speak your truth, you make others believe in you because
that's
they
right.
see you in a different light. And that's what you do, Vicky. I mean, when you're on stage and stuff or just walking around, people see you in a different light because you walk your talk and you're very authentic to it. Now, with regards to, you know, having a business, having a husband and having children, can be extremely challenging because you got these, you know, you say you focus in your business on three pillars, but in actually in life you have these three pillars that mm-hmm. need to be addressed. They need to be loved. They need to be nurtured, and they need to be they need to know that you're going to be there for them. And
right.
that comes into the balance part, which is very hard for women, because a lot of times we're either so focused on doing our entrepreneurial stuff that we neglect other areas, or we're so focused on taking care of those other areas that we neglect ourselves, and we neglect our entrepreneurial aspects that we want to achieve, and so there is no balance. What do you say to the women out there that want to go for it, and they want to go for it, but they have issues with letting go of things that they probably could let go because it keeps them comfortable and safe, but yet it's not balancing to what they want to achieve?
Yeah, it's not hard, because like I was mentioning earlier, we have so many competing demands, and there's a lot of guilt that comes into play when you have kids and you have, you know, things and people that you need to give your attention to, but you also have this burning desire for this passion that you have. And so I remember when I was working on my first business, I remember literally sitting there with my laptop on my lap, working late hours, and my son was young at the time, and he would be calling my name probably for an hour, and I wouldn't even look up. I wouldn't even hear him because I'm busy being an entrepreneur. And I remember finally looking up and seeing, like, the hurt look in his eyes one day, and I was like, okay, I got to figure out how to you know, to balance this better and what's important. And so I know the feeling of guilt because I've felt it before. But here's the thing. One thing I tell women, because it's a time problem that we have. You know, when you look up, the day is gone. You're like, did I accomplish anything? And
right.
so one thing I challenge women to start doing is to start tracking and monitoring and really paying attention to where they're allocating their time for 1 week. And if you start seeing how much TV you're watching, how many text messages are going back and forth between you and your girlfriends about nothingness, and how many calls you're taking to deal with the outside family drama with the cousins or the uncles and all that other stuff. If you start paying attention to where you're really putting your time, I think you will no longer say, I don't have time. You know what I mean? And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, these are just things that we like to do, and then sometimes we are in positions where we feel like we have to entertain everyone's drama because we're that person in the friend or family circle that everyone calls with their problems.
Right.
And so I tell people to start looking out for the time vampires in your life. And if you really have these dreams and aspirations, you have to start setting boundaries and making people respect your time. And you have to start, you know, not answering those calls, not answering those text messages, and sometimes to the detriment of the relationship. But I don't believe that anybody should allow someone to just dump on them. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can't
yes.
dump on people all day long. It's so draining, and I think it's selfish. You know, quite frankly, I think it's selfish for anyone to think that they can just drain you dry with every piece of drama that they have. And so I encourage women to pay attention to where they're really putting their time, and I guarantee paying attention for 1 week, you'll see where you can get several hours back that you can put into your business if you cut out some of this, you know, the stuff that just doesn't make sense that we're engaging in. And it's just
mm-hmm.
habits, you know, it's human habits. But once we pay attention to them and go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that I've sat here and text with this person for an hour back and forth about whatever. It's the little
right.
things like that, and you find that you can get back time. And so that's an exercise that I put a lot of my clients through, and say, you take those 3 hours you told me you wasted, you know, watching The Housewives or whatever, and you put that into your business. And so they start to do that, and they start to see a difference, and they start to get people to respect their time and their boundaries. You know, one of the things for me when we talk about stress and healthy living and working out is I definitely love to work out, and getting to the gym is such a part of my lifestyle that if anything interrupts it, I mean, like, my whole attitude changes.
Oh.
I'm not a good person to be around. And I used to be like, what is wrong with me? But I realized how important that is, one of my stress relievers, and that is really important to me being able to be productive at work and everything, being happy overall. And if that's taken away from me or that time is infringed upon in any way, it kind of puts a dent into my whole routine. And so I've told my family, you know, I have to get to the gym. So whatever's going on, just it has to wait till after the gym. And they're now kind of trained. They
mm-hmm.
know if something's going on, it's like, don't, you know, they could, but the house could be burning down. I get home, be like, why didn't anyone call? They'd be like, because you were at the gym. We didn't want to bother you. You know, it's like that with me in the gym. And but that's training people how to treat you, you know, and it's important.
Exactly.
And it goes back to sometimes it's okay to be selfish because we do so much for everybody else already.
You know, you said a mouthful there. It's so funny. For one, you said a mouthful. It's okay to put yourself first. And I tell my clients that I work with, you have to put yourself first, because in order to be 100% for everybody that you love and care about that depends upon you, you got to take care of yourself. And if you put yourself last, there's never no time. The day ends and you go on, right? But if you put yourself first, you get that out of the way, then you can be available to those that need you. Yes. Second of all, when people tell me, girl, I don't got time to go to the gym. You know, like, really? You don't have to go and spend 2 hours at the gym. Give yourself, okay, if all you got is 20 minutes, 20 minutes, go and work it out. You know, preferably. Mm-hmm. We have 24 hours in a day. You mean you can't take an hour, 20 minutes to an hour out of your day to do something that's going to be, one, so good for your mind, body, and spirit? There's so much. I'm like you. I trained my family when they were really young. If you don't want the monster to come out, you better let mama go to the gym, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all can come along and go in the kiddie room, but mama needs to get her workout, because happy mom is a happy home, right?
Right.
So I totally get that. But, some of the most creative and awakening or most enlightening times where creativity flows into me, for I can do things for my business, is when I'm at the gym, when I'm on that treadmill or pumping that iron, and it just comes in like bloop. I'm like, oh dang, I'm like, dang, I wish I had a piece of paper so I could write this down. I know when I'm on my next set and I'm up at that weight, I might forget it, or I might But it's those times that you have the breakthroughs, you have the awakening, great for stress reduction, just all kind of things. And it really does help to keep the other aspects of your life in balance, so that you can do what you want to do with regards to your business. So, you guys out there listening, she shared something wonderful. Take a week and see where you're spending your time. If you got the TV on 9 hours out of the day, well, that's 9 hours that you could be utilizing to be productive doing something else. And even if you say, oh, I got the TV on, but I'm working, you know what, you're not really working, because 50 to 60, 70% of your attention is going on what's happening with the TV. So you're really only being 30% productive with whatever you're doing. So
shut
the TV off and just hunker through it. I love that. Now, Vicki, with regards to, we're doing the triple B's here, the beauty aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, superwomen out there, how can we curtail and embrace the beauty of the essence that we all are,
mm-hmm.
and keep it real so that it ebb and flows in and out of our life?
Right.
With the
beauty aspect, I just know there's a big difference. Like, let's say I have a speaking engagement, and if I don't like the way my outfit looks, or I didn't make it to get my hair done, or my nails are chipped, or whatever, it's just different being out there. You think everyone's focused on that imperfection that you have going on, versus those times when you are like knowing you are looking good that day, you can kind of strut across the stage and do your thing. So it impacts your performance in ways you would think it never would. And
right.
So that's why I tell women to take the time to feel good about themselves. And sometimes women, when they're a little overweight, you see them fidgeting with their dresses, trying to pull them down over their stomachs. Little things like that are disrupting their life. You know what I mean? It's another reason to encourage people to get out there and get healthy. And if you have extra pounds, to definitely go for losing them, because you can see when people are uncomfortable and they're constantly pulling over their stomachs and things. It's the tiny little things like that in life that wear a woman down. And so that's why I'm such a huge proponent of getting exercise and working out, so that you can feel good about yourself. Because other people, people like you and I who are coaches and we're trained to kind of look at certain things, we can see when a woman's uncomfortable with herself.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me feel sad, because it doesn't have to be that way. And so that's why the beauty aspect is so important to me, for us to embrace and to let go of that whole thing, with women. Oh, she thinks she's cute. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Girl.
You should feel great about yourself. You should feel good about yourself. yourself. And it's okay to feel good about yourself. What happened where we have to, you know, feel bad about ourselves or be so self-deprecating all the time? It's a natural thing that we do. And so I always encourage women, if you feel fabulous, you know, that, like you, Michelle, if you feel fabulous, tell people you feel fabulous. You don't have to apologize for feeling good about how you look and how you feel. Let's celebrate it. Let's embrace it. And it's just a part of who I am. Now, when you work in corporate America, you have your dress codes and everything. And I always had a problem with the dress code when I was in corporate America. back then, you were wearing stockings and all this stuff. I was just
Yes.
If I ever get my own business, I'm going to dress how I want. So one of the things with me, and I do, live events and I present on stages, is I don't always wear traditional. I can move and flow in the right circles when I need to. But for me, if you come to my event, I'm probably going to have on an outfit that most women presenting at an event and on stage wouldn't have. Is it appropriate? Yeah, it's still appropriate, but it's still a little edgy and it's me. And so people are like, come to my event and go, what is Vicky going to have on? Because if I try to do like a corporate suit that a lot of people may like, it's just not me and it's going to mess up my whole flow. And I want to be comfortable. I want to teach and I want to help people and I want to be in my own skin where it's authentically who I am. And so that's a part of my brand. People are like, what is Vicky going to have on? I told my stylist, I told her, it was one of my sponsors, I said, Sonia, will you send me my clothes this year? I said, I think I want to wear jumpsuits this year. So she can find me really cute, appropriate, but a little bit off-the-shoulder type jumpsuits because she knows my style. And those are the things that make me feel good and help me to perform better. And that's a part of, me coming into my beauty and being able to present and having a good time for 3 days hanging out with women. And it's the little things like that. And giving yourself permission to do it. Now, there's a lot of women I've said, it's like, oh, I would love to wear something like that on stage. I love what you had on and da-da-da, but I just feel like I couldn't do it. I don't want to be trapped, and I don't want to have to be something or somebody that I'm not. So that's why I tell people to embrace their own style and their beauty and just kind of go for it and celebrate it because it's so important. I mean, when we don't feel like we look good, it's just not good for anybody.
Right. It's so funny. I mean, like my thing is I have a shoe fetish. I mean, and I do. It's like I love shoes, flats, sandals, heels.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I go to speak on stage, this is the thing, like how people are like, what's Vicky have? What is Vicky going to have on today?
Yeah,
they
want
to know what she's going to say. I proclaim it when I'm on stage. Look, you guys, I have a shoe fetish. So you might see me in the course of, a few days, I'm going to have a different pair of shoes on. I may have two different pairs of shoes on each,
mm-hmm.
In one day. However, I love shoes. That's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have a shoe fetish. And when I am in my element where I'm, like, dressed to the nines with my heels on, my legs looking good, the body looking right, face looking good, I'm in my zone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm in that, like, Michael Jordan used to get in his zone. Okay, I'm going to go to my baby.
Yes.
My nowadays, Stephen Curry, my son from another mother. But when they're in the zone, I'm claiming that boy. I didn't birth him. But he definitely could be one of my kids because he looks like my kids.
Right? Oh, wow.
I'm claiming I'm in that zone, and there's nothing, I feel unstoppable. Like you,
mm-hmm.
I see you in your jumpsuits. You rock in a jumpsuit. You feel unstoppable. However,
yeah.
I can also relate to the point, like, if your nail is chipped or, you feel like you got something in your teeth or whatever,
yeah.
you are uncomfortable, and you're
you
not
are.
In your zone, and that's what
zone.
Comes across.
Yes.
So embracing your beauty, ladies out there, and embracing the beauty that's you is the important thing, is what I'm hearing Miss Vicky say. Also, don't be embarrassed to stand up in your own light, is what she's saying. Own it. Take it and own it. If that's what you want to wear, who cares what people think? We have this thing, which women do and men don't do, is, girl, we will size somebody up. Like you said, oh, she thinks she's cute. Well, hell yeah, I think I'm cute. Wait a minute. I don't think I'm cute. I'm not cute. What's wrong with that? Guys do it all the time. You see
they
the ugliest
do.
Mother, dressed.
And they'll be like, he has swag.
He got that cute, but when he got that suit on, girl, he looked like he.
Yes.
Don't size up. Oh, that Negro think he looking good because he got that 3-piece suit on, and I'm in my Jordan sweats. I look just. They don't do that. They just,
yep.
They don't do that. But women, I don't care what race of women you are, we are the biggest tear downs of our own femininity in our own gender, and it needs to stop. So women, as Ms. Vicky said, embrace your beauty no matter what it is or where it is for you. Be comfortable in it. And so now, okay, you've had some, you know, you've been it, Vicky. I mean, you know, Essence magazine and BET and, you know, CNN and, you know, all this stuff, Bloomberg Radio, Lifetime TV, USA Today, people that are stuck watching TV is like, oh, my God, she's been all these probably on all these shows or all these channels that I watch that I'm spending 9 hours a day went on and not doing my business. But you know, you've been on all of these, you know, these things, and you've been out there in a really, really big way. What would you say, or what would it be a suggestion that you could give to someone that, you know, is striving to be like you, but, you know, what would you say? How would you tell them to embrace the fact that to go, just go out there and step into it?
Yeah, you know, I think I've always had confidence, and I've never been intimidated by other people. Or when I was in the workforce and people would talk about all these issues and it was women and men in the workforce, I'd be like, I've never had any issues with men in the workforce. And it may be because I'm the youngest of boys, and my dad was like a homicide detective from New York City, so he raised me probably once again more of a male mentality. But he also instilled in me a sense of pride and confidence, and I feel good about who I am, and I never want anyone to try to make me feel like less of a person. And so I think that confidence kind of, you know, translates itself into everything that I do. I don't always know what I'm doing, but I know that I can figure it out. If somebody else can do it, I always say, if somebody else can do it, then why can't I do it? That's my thing. And I know a lot of people second-guess themselves, and they see people who they feel are successful, they look up to, and you're like, why can't that be me? How did they do it? Why, I could never do that. And you have to make people believe, and you mentioned this earlier, Rochelle, you have to make people believe. You have to exude confidence. And people feel that. And people feel like, this is somebody I need to be connected with, and this is somebody I'd like to know further. Everything is built on connections in business. Whatever it is that you want to do, if you can connect with people and you have an air about you that makes people interested in you, opportunities will come your way. It's not always about how great you are at what you do as much as it is about the connection and the feeling that someone gets from you. If the right person has the right feeling from you, they can catapult you to the stratosphere just because they feel connected to you for all types of different reasons you would never even imagine. Yeah. And so It's the confidence and understanding that you have a skill set, you have an expertise, you can generally give people a positive result, and you have to be your biggest cheerleader. And a lot of times people talk a lot about people supporting them, and, oh, this person's not supporting me and supporting me. And I tell people, you know, support is not guaranteed. It's great to have a supportive spouse or family or mom or dad, but that's not guaranteed. And at the end of the day, you're gonna have, if you have to do it on your own, then be your biggest cheerleader and do it on your own. But you have to put yourself out there. You have to say yes to opportunities even when they scare you, because we're quick to come up with reasons why we can't. You know, when you talked about me being on CNN, I remember they called and were like, we need you to come down here. We want you to go live. And usually I'm used to taping things. I'm like, CNN, like millions of people, and I don't know what they're going to ask me. You know, you're on the news. I'm like, oh, my gosh, who's the president? They may ask me something about politics. Who's the president right now? You know, it's, like, scary, right? But I trained myself. I could have said, well, you know, this is really last minute. I can't make it. And that would have been me playing it safe, and because I'm scared I'm going to embarrass myself. But I just have trained myself to say yes, and then I do this positive talk to myself that they called you for a reason. They obviously feel like you can do this and you can handle whatever question they throw at you. So you said yes already, so there's no backing out now. And then you just show up, scared, sweating, sweat dripping down your armpits because it happens, and you just get through it. And those are the lessons that I try to teach to my clients and the women that I work with, is sometimes you just have to train yourself to say yes and figure it out. Because if we try to wait for perfection and we come up with all these reasons, it's just the mind and the body's way of you know, trying to protect itself. And so for the people out there wanting to go big, put yourself out there. Move in the right circles. go to the right events, connect with the right people. It, the sky is the limit. I'm telling you, get in the room. People think all these things are going to happen for them sitting in the house. You got to go to the right events and the right circles and talk to the right people and have something of value to offer other people, and it will happen. It will definitely happen for you.
You know, and I can attest to what Vicki said, you guys out there listening, because I was at an event. I met Vicki. We connected. You know what I'm saying? I could have just been at the event and just stayed to myself or not connected with her or anything, you know, but we were at the event. We connected. And look, she's here on the show today. And, you know, she has all this credibility in all these places that she's been. I haven't been on CNN or any of these other things, but yet and still I'm directly connected to someone that has. And who knows? You never know where this may take either one of us. But it's us making the connection because we put ourselves out there, and you never know who you may meet. For instance, the gal that, you know, got us together, Dr. Venus Opal-Reese, I met her, and I pushed her to do something that she wasn't comfortable with. And look at her today, mm-hmm. and it's through Dr. Venus Opal-Reese that I was able to connect with Vicki. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's about the connection and putting yourself out there and not being afraid. If Vicki would have said no to CNN, well, yeah, she probably would have got some of these other, you know, gigs and opportunities. However, by saying yes, look how much more credibility that gives to her.
Yes.
So now anybody looking at her is like, oh, she's been on CNN. They don't care who you were interviewed with. Just the fact that you were on CNN is a big deal, and it gives you a lot of credence and credibility. So, you know, Vicki is sharing some wonderful words of wisdom as to how you can step into living your own superwoman lifestyle. Of course, we're going to talk about how you can get more information about Vicki, her books that she has out, because it might be something that you may need to just help you take that step off that ledge and know that you're going to be supported on your path to bliss. Now, I like to I love the whole superwoman lifestyle thing. But I also, of course, as you know, I love engaging in business, and you know I love beauty. I love beautiful men. I love looking beautiful women. I love beautiful cars. I love taking beautiful vacations. You know, I just, beauty is encompassing in how we live our lives. But with regards to business, Vicki, you mentioned that, you know, when you first started your real estate investment company 10 years ago, you started holding events. And I know there are some people out there listening that has either been to an event or thinking about maybe having their own events, or, you know, want to indulge in that aspect, maybe taking a little step forward towards that path for them. Can you share some words of wisdom with regards to, you know, planning your own event or holding or having your own event, but still maintaining your whole superwoman balance and beauty thing and being able to embrace that lifestyle even though you're knee-deep in chaos with, you know, your event?
Yeah. You know, events are a great way for you to boost your position in the market for whatever you're doing. And, you know, of course, it's another income stream from you as well. I just always tell people, like, right now in this day and age, you know, if you look around social media, women are having events, like, every hour, 7 days a week. There's a different event, right? And so I always tell women, you know, if you want to have an event, figure out why. You know, not just because you see people doing it, but why. Because if you don't do this stuff the right way, you can lose money as well. And so, you know, events are a big part of my business. I definitely focus on what's the reason for my event, what's the big reason that I'm holding the event, and then you structure your event around the goal that you're trying to accomplish. So sometimes I get clients that are like, well, I had an event, it didn't work out. Like, well, why did you want to have an event? And like, I don't know. I just see everybody having events. So you have to be very strategic as to why, because why would you hold an event? I mean, there are a lot of work for no good reason in mind.
Exactly.
And so, you know, that's one of the things about, you know, it's a stressful thing, but once you get a workable model that, you know, it converts for you and it accomplishes the goal that you set out for, you now can just duplicate and perfect that same thing over and over and over again until you get sick and tired of doing it. And so, you know, managing the stress through an event, there's always something that comes up. You learn that no event is going to go without a hitch. You know, but no one else knows it, though. This is all behind-the-scenes stuff. You swear everybody knows that that was supposed to happen, and you have to remind yourself, well, they wouldn't know that that was supposed to happen, you know? So you give yourself a break with that, and you surround yourself with people and staff and or volunteers who can help execute the event, and you just, you know, when things get crazy and wild and stuff is going to come up, it's a part of life, it's a part of business, nothing ever goes totally according to plan. You just remind yourself of the reason why you're doing it, and you remind yourself of how many people you're helping. I mean, the reality is most women get in business because they have something or an experience that they feel can help somebody else. And so you focus on the bigger job of how what you have to offer can help and transform the lives of other people, and that's where the gratitude comes from. And when you get the people saying, oh, you know, I went to your event, and because of you, I was able to do X, Y, Z, or you changed, you know, I got out of a relationship because I met someone at your event who, you know, they were in a, you know, abusive relationship, and we connected, and because of her, I had the courage to leave. You know, it's not even just about you. It's about you bringing other people together, like-minded people together, who also make connections and go on to do great things. So live events, I absolutely love them. There's definitely a right and a wrong way to do them, but they are great for you. They're great for your business. They're great for your position in a market. They allow you to reach, you know, multiple people at one time. They allow you to position yourself in a very different way than other people. And they, of course, help your business as far as monetarily when you do them correctly. And like I said, just understanding if you keep your eye on the prize and the reason why you're holding the event, you know, the stress stuff that comes with it, you know, you just deal with it. You know, are we ever going to totally get rid of stress? No.
No. But we can, you know, do as much as we possibly can to reduce
yes.
it. And it's not, you know, sometimes it's the stress that actually pushes you through some of the fires.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
The adrenaline. Yeah, the adrenaline sometimes. You know what happens? Like, I've been doing events for 10 years now, too, because I've always been in the seminar business since I started being an entrepreneur. And every time one is over, so this is what happens. When it's coming up and it's planning, I'm like, oh, I'm not doing this again. This is my last year. I'm not doing this again. And then when you have this fabulous event, you're like, oh, that was great. I can do this again. And it's just the cycle goes on, off, hot, cold,
that sounds like me when I go to the gym and my first like 5 minutes of doing the cardio, I was like, oh God,
behind
be doing this, but I know I gotta do it. Shoot, by minute 10, I'm like, oh, bring it. I'm listening to have a feature on, you know, and I'm just jamming, right?
That's so true. And you know, when you say that, it reminds me, like, sometimes. And that's a perfect example of your mind and how you condition yourself. Like going to the gym, of course I love it. I love the results of it and everything. But sometimes when you're really, really tired and if you start thinking about how hard the workouts are going to be and what you have to do, you can psych yourself out. So I started focusing on just drive there and walk in the door. My goal is just to walk in the door. Sometimes I have to do that to myself. And once you're there, like you said, you'll get in your groove and start getting going. And by the way, your body, you look fabulous. I think that's why we connected anyway when we met. I was like, look at her body. Look at her legs. You look amazing. So when you say that people see you and then they understand and then you tell people your age because no one would even know, you look like a little young girl. I mean, that in itself, when people need to be listening to, you know, what you have to offer, whatever you're doing and how you're living and you're in the healthy and the stress-free and the tips that you're giving on that stuff, it's great to see that you are walking what you're teaching, you know what I mean? So many people don't look the part of what they're talking about. And so I think it's amazing that you're inspiring other people with healthier lifestyles and that we can look at you and see that you're a product of what you're teaching. So I just wanted
Thank
to say
you.
That.
And,
yeah.
And, you know, for me, it's just like it really does work, you guys. I know it's different than what you're used to hearing or the norm or whatever, but look at me, it really does work. It, you know, and it, people would say, oh, you're just probably born like that. Are you, you know, no, I mean,
you have to,
you know,
work
I have
at
to
it.
Work at it. You know, I do have to work at it because I'm not, you know, I'm not young, but I'm not old either. My mindset is I'm 29 until I have to turn 30. So I might be 75 and still be 29, but you know, it really is. It's just a mindset. So thank you, Vicky, because I do appreciate that. And it's funny because for me, getting out of the house, I have those days where I'd rather take a revert back to childhood days where my grandma's like, go get me a switch off the tree. I mean, you know, I you know what I mean? I'd rather go through that than to, but for me, it's once I leave the house, I'm on. Once I walk out my front door, mm-hmm. I'm on. I'm going to the gym and I'm going to give it my all. But,
yes.
you know, sometimes just pulling myself out of the house. Oh, this needs, let me put this in. Let me do it. You know, it's like, no, that stuff can wait till I come back. It's not
yes.
going to go away
yes.
and it'll be when I come back. So let me just go ahead and get my workout on. Or the days that I feel really bad and I go to the gym and I leave there feeling like I'm Superwoman. I can fly. Don't mess with me because I'm about to conquer the world. You know, so I can totally see that. And when you step into doing stuff for your business or yourself or, you know, really embracing the Superwoman lifestyle, then you too can manifest what we're talking about today with Vicky. And so, Vicky, now you have this other business, and people are probably like, you know, she did a real estate investment thing. You know, she holds these events. But, you know, the other business that when I met you and you talked about, you just talked about it just a tiny bit. You just like dropped a little sugar in the tea, so to speak, to make it sweet. The whole thing with regards to your cosmetics and what you're doing. And can you share with us what's going on with that, what you're doing with that, and
sure.
what we may be able to see or expect in the future from you?
Yeah. So with the whole Superwoman lifestyle brand and the pillars being business, beauty, and balance, a couple of years ago, probably 2.5, maybe 3 actually now, I wanted to expand on the beauty portion of the brand as far as, besides just talking about it, having a product or service for it as well. And I just woke up in the middle of the night and was like, I'm going to start my own cosmetic line. And I'm not big on makeup because Lord knows I can't do my own makeup. I look crazy. But I can put on some lipstick. I love lipstick. I wear lipstick to the gym to help give me a push. I'm a lipstick queen, right? And so I wanted to start my own brand of cosmetics, and I wanted to keep it within the brand of Superwoman lifestyle. So I created my own cosmetic line. I called it SWL, which stands for, of course, Superwoman Lifestyle. And I named the lipsticks and glosses, you know, empowering names for women because I wanted to initially my thought was I would just, you know, introduce it to the women who've been following me for years. And so I named it stuff like Success and Passion and Boss Lady and Superwoman, you know, and I gave it empowering names that I knew would really resonate with the following that I already had because those are the buzzwords within the business world and career women and everything. And so it really, really caught on, and everyone loved it. It's a high-quality product. It's not like drugstore type of it's not a drugstore type of brand. It's more a luxury brand. And so it's a very good product, and it began to expand outside of just the following that I have. And so then I reached out to singer Shantae Moore to be the celebrity face of the brand, and we did a photo shoot together. And so it just really kind of blew up from there. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, these women are loving it. So besides just selling it at my events, you know, as a vendor, of course it's online. And we literally now at this point ship hundreds of packages out a day, and it's lipstick, glosses, lip liners, and eyeshadows at this point. And we have plans for more expansion. We were recently featured on some celebrities in Black Sophisticates magazine, actually, you know, the July issue that's out right now. And so it just grew beyond what I thought it was initially going to be. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is cool. So, where it initially started as something I was just, you know, trying to celebrate all the women and say, hey, let's do some cosmetics that, you know, are focused on us and all the stuff we have going on. And it just really grew from there, and it just became another extension of my brand. One of the things that I like to do when I do any type of brand expansion, Rochelle, is make sure it stays within the umbrella of my whole Superwoman lifestyle, so that people understand, you know where it's coming from. So if I talk about business, beauty, and balance, now I have an actual beauty product that's within the Superwoman lifestyle brand. And so it just worked, and it's fun, and I love it. And just the fact that women every day on social media from all over the United States are tagging us in pictures on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook when their products arrive. And I'm like, gosh, someone gets up every day and puts on my makeup just like, you know, we would do with MAC or some other thing.
Exactly.
And it's just like, wow, it's just another example of the sky's the limit, because I've never thought about it before, you know. But when you have an idea, just try it. You never know what's going to happen.
You know what? That's exactly. That's so true. And I like how you said you wanted to have something for that prong of your umbrella in your business,
yes.
for that pillar that, you know, that this spoke, and it really just started out being something that you could offer to those that were attending your live events and your followers, and it expanded out. So you never know what you do, how far the reach may be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love lipsticks. My grandmother used to, I don't, you know, you've seen me. I don't wear like foundation. You know, I wear mascara every now and then, but my lashes are kind of long, so I could do other things to make them pop. I will wear some eyeliner, you know, if I'm going out in the evening or something like that. But pretty much lipstick is my thing, because my grandmother told me when I was young, my grandmother from Houston, Texas, she would be like, and she always had on lipstick, but she didn't need any other makeup. She's like, honey, if you have on lipstick, you always will look made up no matter if you don't have all the other stuff on, right?
Yes.
And so that just kind of stuck with me. So I think I was probably like 12 years old, you know, in the eighth grade or ninth grade. And my thing was, okay, I'm going to wear lip gloss, right? Because my lips will always look good. And it just kind of stayed. Now, if you saw the collection, okay, I guess I do have a lipstick fetish as well. Because if you saw lipstick I have, I mean, I like red. I like burnt. You know, I like the deep colors. I like... Sometimes I just want barely color that's barely there, you know, but I got a lipstick for every color because, I mean, for every mood, because it's always like I can go to the gym and have my little, you know, like pink, you know, or shade on or lipstick on from the day. And if I go to the gym in the evening, it's still on there. I'm going to look good, but I'm not going to be like the girls that got a full-blown makeup on and they're at the gym sweating it off and clogging their pores.
Right.
Good. And you know, when you work out, your skin gets all vibrant because the circulation is going. So
yes,
you get,
yes.
You look good. I got my lipstick on, whatever color it may be, that's from the day or whatever.
Yep.
I'm still looking good, you know.
That's
so
right.
I love that how you started with lipstick and lip gloss, because I'm like, oh my gosh, she's like me. We're she's a kindred little sister.
Yes.
So funny. Okay, so now we are. You know, it's been wonderful talking to you, and, you know, I love you. You're just doing great things out there. I love the brand of the Superwoman Lifestyle. I've heard a couple other people trying to piggyback off what you've done or what you're doing with Superwoman stuff, but it is completely different. And I would say that you are, if Oprah is, you know, at the top of the chain with regards to just being the kick butt or kick-ass woman entrepreneur, black woman entrepreneur, and woman entrepreneur, then you would be that for a Superwoman Lifestyle. So thank you for creating the brand and standing into your own true light and knowing that you were here to do something on beyond being a human resources manager at some corporation, because
yeah,
that would have been a waste of all your talent.
Oh,
so I know people out there are listening, and they're like, oh, my gosh. You know, and you guys, she's gorgeous. She probably was a model in a past life and should have been a model, but she's absolutely gorgeous. And so I'm tooting her horn because she is. She's a gorgeous, beautiful woman, but as you can see, she has a gorgeous and beautiful personality to match. She's giving, and she's loving, and she's kind, and she is one of those beautiful black women that I'm sure people could step into the room and like, oh, she thinks she's cute. Well, she is cute, so damn it. Recognize it and don't hate, but appreciate and embrace, because you never know what she may have to offer you or help bring to the plate, so that you can stand and shine in your own essence and light. So, Vicky, tell those out there listening how they may be able. First of all, do you have any events coming up?
I do. My Extreme Women Entrepreneurs event is coming up July 22nd through the 24th here in the Washington, D.C. area. And that's 3 whole days of working on the Dream Client Attraction Blueprint. And so I have that coming up. And anyone who wants to find out more information about me or my events or the cosmetic line can go to VickiIrvin.com. And it's VickiIrvin.com. Have a lot of cool stuff on my website, and you'll have a chance to get to know me. I love to connect with people.
Great. And now, with regards to the books, I know you, you know, you have a couple out there. Let's talk a little bit about the most recent one, Superwoman Lifestyle Brand Building Blueprint. Can you tell us a little bit more about that one?
Yeah, the Superwoman Lifestyle Brand Building Blueprint. I wanted to put something out. You know, one of the things out there is that I feel like people wake up and decide, I'm going to be a branding expert, because it's easy to just Google stuff and kind of regurgitate what you read and call yourself a branding expert.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to create something that was based on what the steps I actually took, the missteps, and then what went wrong and what went right in me actually creating a lucrative brand and not just talking about something in theory that I've never done myself. And so I wrote the book to give the steps to how I built the real estate company, how I built the Superwoman Lifestyle Movement, and how I built the cosmetic line, and how I branded myself, and how that brand was received, and from my perspective, what I believe after being in it and doing it, what a brand really is and is not. And so I dedicated that book to the steps that I took to try to open people's eyes and make them realize what's important and what's needed and what's a bunch of, you know, BS that's not true about branding and the whole nine yards. And so it's a very thorough book that I also turned into a course. And it's very, very well received. Sometimes when you create your products, you're not exactly sure. You know, you think it's great, but you're never sure if everybody else is going to think it's great.
Right.
But this one, I can say so many people have read the book, and they're like, oh, my gosh, this is not – I didn't know this was what branding really was, because it's so confusing. Everyone talks about being a branding expert, and everyone has a different perspective as to what it is. But when you ask most branding experts, they've never even built a brand themselves, you know. So I wanted to come from a different aspect and actually give the steps that I actually took. I love to teach from what I've actually done and not theory. I think that's important as a coach and what separates a lot of us coaches from other people.
Right.
So it was important for me to put that out there. And I turned it into a live event as well, a one-day event where over 200 women came from everywhere to come to talk about branding and everything. So that's my latest book, and it's full of some really great information.
And so how can they get that book? I know it's you said they're all available on Amazon. Can they connect through your website? Is there a link also on your website to connect them?
Yep, they can connect to my website, or they can go on Amazon and just enter my name, Vicki Irvin, and all my books will come up as well, yeah?
Okay, perfect. Well, there you guys, there you have it, the phenomenal, fabulous, beautiful, highly intelligent, talented superwoman herself. I'm saying the queen of superwomen, Vicki Irvin. And it has been an absolute pleasure to have you on Blissful Living today. Thank you for saying yes to me, because I'm not a CNN.
Oh, you are so silly.
But I'm going to say it. I am a kick-ass businesswoman out there in anything that I could do to bring
I have so much respect for you and what you've done in your life, you know, both professional and personal, and having your show. So I consider it an honor to be on your show. I mean, it was great to have just a conversation with a girlfriend that's helping people at the same time. So thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Vicki. And to all of you out there listening, I know you found – well, I'm hoping you found the show informative, fun, enthusiastic, you know, awakening to you and encouraging, because, you know, it's not often that you are able to hear from, you know, a successful African-American woman or black woman these days, because with the media, they're not really trying to shine too much light on the positives, and the media is so negative about everything. So it's just been a pleasure to have someone on that just you can feel from the essence of Vicki and her voice, the energy and the enthusiasm and the positivity that she exudes to all of us. So thank you again, Vicki. Thank you to all of you guys out there listening. And as always, I'm wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. Until next time, have a very peaceful, relaxing, take care of yourself first journey as you travel down your path to bliss. And we'll connect very soon. This is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson. And thank you again for tuning in and listening to Blissful Living. Goodbye for now.